Be still and know. We have queer notions about saints. When we speak of a saint, we have in mind some person who is unearthly and who stands apart from earthly life. This conception of sainthood is foreign to the Bible, writes columnist John R. Gunn. The Bible addresses itself to saints that are in the earth, to saints on the streets of the city and in the marketplace. In the hurly-burly and keen competition of modern business life, a man can be a Christian and carry out the spirit and teachings of Christ. He can be a man of God and a man of prayer as truly as any priest or minister of the church. He may not be a perfect man, sainthood does not mean perfection, but he can be the kind of man Paul describes as diligent in business, fervent in spirit, serving the Lord. A saintly life demands nothing that is not harmonious with successful business life. A man can handle large sums of money and be absolutely free from the taint of the love of money. He can live in daily communion with God, even though business cares press heavily upon him. A man can be a saint and be free to enjoy life. He can be a saint without being sanctimonious. He can be pious without being puritanical. Religion was never intended to rob life of mirth and gaiety. There is nothing inconsistent with pure religion and pure fun. One of the characteristic words of religion is rejoice. Before God calls us to be saints in heaven, he expects us to be saints in our everyday activities here on earth. Be Still and Know, produced for the Presbyterian Church in the United States, closes with this passage from Romans. I commend unto you Phoebe, that ye receive her in the Lord as becometh saints, and that ye assist her in whatsoever business she hath need of you.